Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah's Chumas Perek Dal and Mishnah Yod Gimel and Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned because of Shalom Zamnu Zagosar Mosiyat of Chalei Zechalatim. They should be given for that Sachat Slach and Siat Dishmai, good health partners of Beshef on Kult of Sela, and Bishchos Esther Bas Rachel, she should be Zechat to find her Zivak Hagun, Bekar of Mamish. And we continue talking about Betel. Mishnah Yod Gimel says, Am Rabbi Yossi, Maisabel of Nei Rabbi Kiva. There was a story that came to Rabbi Kiva, Bechamishim Agudah Shal Yarak. There was 50 bundles of vegetables. These 50 bundles of vegetables were all chulin. Shanafla Achas Mehan Lesaychan, a bundle of vegetables similar to them fell into this mixture. Chetzia truma, but half of that bundle that fell in was truma. V'amarti lefanav, and I told him, Tale, there should be bittel over here. Lo yishat truma tal b'chamishim echad, not because truma is bottle 1 in 50, ela shahayu sham mea ushnei chatzon. It's because we look at the situation as there being 102 halves. Half of the bundle that fell in was truma, so that means that we take every bundle and we split it into half. 50 bundles split into half is 100 bundles. This new bundle that fell in split into half is 2 half bundles. So we have 102 half bundles. That means that we have bittel over here. And now moving on to Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph, we're continuing to talk about bittel. Saw truma tamei shenafel apachis mimei chulin. Let's say we have a saw of truma which is tamei and it fell into less than 100 saw of chulin. So here we don't have bittel. Oil ma'aser rishon. Or this Tame Truma fell into Maaser Rishon, or the Maaser Sheni, or fell into Maaser Sheni, or the Hektish, or into a pile of Hektish, Bein Tame and Bein Taharim. It doesn't make a difference if that which it fell into was Tame or Tahar. Your Kavu, the entire thing has to rot. Since we don't have Bittel over here and the Truma's Tame, the whole thing has to rot. We're not able to use any of it. Now, even though we know that when it comes to Truma Tamea, the Kohen is allowed to burn it, he's allowed to benefit from its heat, he's allowed to use oil, for example, of Truma to burn in his lamp. Over here, he's not allowed to burn it, he has to let it rot. That's because this Truma is mixed in with Chulin. We're afraid he's going to be more makel and he's going to end up eating it. So therefore, we say the whole thing has to rot and he's not allowed to benefit from any of it. Now, im tahira, haisa, aisa, hasa, if that saw of truma that had fallen in was tahar, it wasn't tame, so then you machal kaihanim bidmei truma. He sells the entire mixture to kaihanim for the price of truma, chutz bidmei aisa saw, except for the cost of that saw. So let's say we had 50 saw of chulin and one saw of truma that fell in. So over here, obviously, we don't have betel. He has to sell this entire 51 saw to a kain. The kain's going to eat the whole thing as if it's truma. However, the kain doesn't have to pay for all 51 saw. He only has to pay for 50 saw because one of those saw is truma, which he rightfully deserves without having to pay for. Vim l'maaser rishon nafla. Let's say that this truma had fallen into maaser rishon and there's no bittel over here. So yikar shem l'trumas maaser. This entire mixture should have kriyas shem as trumas maaser. We've already previously had this as a suggestion. This mixture is given to a levi. The truma which is inside remains as such, and this maaser is now designated by the levi as trumas maaser for other maaser that he has, and then the entire mixture is given to the kain. Vim l'maaser sheni al hektish nafla. If this truma had fallen into maaser sheni or hektish, and they could be redeemed. We know that Maaser Sheni and Hektish are allowed to be redeemed, meaning the Kedusha can be transferred onto money. That's what he does over here. He transfers the Kedusha of this mixture onto money, obviously minus the amount of Truma inside, then sells the mixture to a Kain, again, obviously besides for the amount of Truma actually in here, which the Kain doesn't have to pay for. And now another detail says the Mishnah, Vim Tameim Hayu Aysan HaChulin, if that Chulin which the Truma fell into was Tamei, the Truma was Tahar, but the Chulin was Tamei, Ye Achlu Nekudimai Klayos, so then the entire mixture has to be eaten dry or roasted. The kain has to make sure not to make this mixture wet, because once it becomes wet, the tuma of the chulin can be transferred to the truma, so he has to eat it either dry or roasted, so that the truma doesn't become tamei. Or he can knead this mixture, make it into a dough, only with mei peris, with fruit juice. Fruit juice cannot be machshir l'kabel tuma, it cannot prepare it to be makabel tuma. We know the only liquid that can be machshir something l'kabel tuma, prepare it to be makabel tuma, or transfer tuma, is the 7 rabbinic liquids, the 7 mashkin derabanan, and fruit juices are not included in that, so the kain can make this produce into a dough only with mei peiros, or he could break it up into tiny little mini doughs, as long as each of these isn't a beitza, meaning he could make this into a regular dough with water, as long as each ball of dough that he needs is less than a beitza, because if it's less than a beitza, so it can't transfer tuma either. Bottom line is, all these suggestions ensure that the produce, or dough made from it, won't become wet, and therefore the truma mixed into it won't become tamei. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with similar cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.